Talmud, Zayin Amud Aleph, and Rashi, a little more than halfway down the page, Sheish Baruch Chayis Nechosim, which means Shishibud Loi Karka Yosef. In the Shtar, there is a Shibud on Karka. So that means it has a Chayis Nechosim. And a Mashamit. So this, we're arguing over here that it's not Mashamit because the Kigabi Domi, because since when a person gets the star, he gets a shibud in the karka immediately. He physically might have to go through the process of telling the fellow to vacate the property, but his ownership of the property is immediate, so it's like it's already been collected. It's just like he has ownership already, so there's no act of being noiges afterwards. Okay. So the Braisa, which said that if he designated only one property that he's going to collect from, and Lashon of Siyam means Herab Simon now with Mitzreha. So he clarified exactly in the star what are the boundaries. What are the indications of which field we're referring to? So we know exactly what we're referring to. So therefore, the Kigabi Mamish Dami, that's already, since there's only one field, and he gets the right to it, B'shas the Halva, it's like he already received the field. But if then it said, not only that, but even if you'll cause a kol nechasa echroyin, so the Bryson says, Vaiter, if it's a one to property, so we know clearly exactly what he's getting, so there's no active as it were being gaiva. You have it already. If there are multiple properties which are mashubah to it, we don't know which one, so the Kharder still has to go through a process of getting it. We could have argued it's not considered like it's gavi dami, and even so it works. It's not mashamit. Kira Ravasi, who are your Hamalva? The Ravasi's car was the Malva. So he came to Ravasi and he asked, is it Mashamit or not? He said it's not Mashamit. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Mashamit, so he asked him, what's Pshat? Because on a Madamin, because near Beinenu, it seems to be correct to us. Okay, we it seems to be that that's the way it is, but we don't have a masur that that's correct. Are we going to go nasa maisel hutzi mamoino biyadayim? We're going to take money biyadayim based on a swara. So he said, I the brisa. The brisa is the Beis Shammai. We said the soita that says meis barley nachal shosu. So Beshama Rim Netlis Ksuba Beloshoises. So they can't drink anymore. There's no din of the Saita drinking after the husband died. So Basilo says, since they can't drink, they can't clarify if they were Mizana or not. So they can't cut the Ksuba because the Moshe Makhwele Baraya. Maybe they're Mizana and they lost their Ksuba. Beshama says that They're the muhsik in the ksuba, the woman and the yorshim are coming to be motzi from her, so they keep the ksuba, because since they have a shtar, it's kagabi dami. Bishami holds that shtar hamaligvus is kagabi dami. Hamaligvus me'achas the shtar kosher hu v'karka meshubed boy. So that's what hamaligvus means. Any valid shtar, the karka is meshubed to it, so the ownership that he gets immediately in the karka makes it like it's already gavui. So therefore, the brisa is not conclusive to support our position, because it could be it's Beis Shammai, but we pass on like Beis Hillel, and we're saying even according to Beis Hillel, we're suggesting that it's not going to be Mishamit, because the fact that there's a shibud in the karka allows us to say it's not a full act of negisa. It's a swara, so we cannot collect money based on the swara. So this phrase, so we had it before, and it's a phrase which is used in the Chuvas, you know, Shaila, Halakha L'maisa Shaila, so it comes up once in a while. So the Niv, the idiom is taken from here. It's not Hossam. So the Gemara, 7-8 lines up. Hamalva Eslamer Mo Salamashkin. So a person lent money with a mashkin, or v'hamoisesh rois with bezdin, or he gave his shtar over to bezdin. So there he actually physically gave it over to bezdin, not through the vehicle of principal, but he actually physically gave it over. It's either one of those. The loch is ein mishamtin. So the morse is like this: bishlam moisesh rois with bezdin. To top a little beidin up, the bezin actually has it already. So I understand that once bezin has it, it's not called all you guys. Milba lamashkin, my timer. What's the argument by milba lamashkin? Amarava mishum the top is late. Because you don't have to do a practical act of collecting. Because you have the mashkin. I skipped a line. Amalei Abaya, Elamayata. So Abaya challenged that statement that Rabbi said. He evolved with Rabbi Chatzeroi. Reuven lends Shimon money. And then Reuven is living now in Shimon's chatzar. The toughest lay, so he can just sort of like continue to take possession of the chatzar where he is, the house where he is. Hachinamid l'mishamid. So Rabbi said back, Amar lay, shiny mashkin. Mashkin is different. The kaner lay. Because when a person receives a mashkin, he gets an ownership in the mashkin. Based on the drush that Reb Yitzchak said, Reb Yitzchak, Menayin LeBal Chayiv Shekana Mashkin. How do you know the Bal Chayiv gets an actual kinyan in the mashkin? Shemar, the Torah says, when you return the mashkin back to the loiva, Luchati Etzdaka, it's considered a merit on your part. If you weren't kind of, it's stuck in minayin. If it's yours and you're giving it to him, I understand where the merit is. If the item still belongs to the loiva, and the Torah is requiring you to give it to the loiva, you say, well, I'm a big tzaddik because I gave something back to the person who owns it and it's rightfully his. That's considered holiness. We got problems if that's considered holiness. That's the Ikar Adin.
He has temporary rights to it until
he has no right. The mashkin over there, he has no gaviyah in it yet. The mashkin is not a mashkin for gaviyah. So it was a mashkin which he received b'shas havua. So he has no ownership in it. That's what we're grappling with. But he has ownership in it. So he has no ownership in it. It's a loiva's item, which the loiva needs. So, what exactly are your rights to prevent him from getting it back? If you want to contractually make up with him, but the automatic assumption in the Torah that the fact that he would have, without this drasha, the fact that he gave it to me is a guarantee, doesn't mean I have any rights to prevent him from saying, well, right now I need it, so please give it to me. So that wouldn't prevent, you would have no rights to stop him. But the pasuk says it's considered stalker, which means that you do get rights to it, you get an ownership in it. So now when you're giving it to him, you're giving something of yours away to some extent. So you see, about mekan de balchem shekana mashkin. That's the business rush. So it's like the rava.
Is the loan due yet?
So that's a good question. The case over there of there's a din which comes up in a few places in Shas. Is the Rishon talking about the case of B'Sha'as Hava or Shlo B'Sha'as Hava?
The Mashkin itself.
The Mashkin itself was the Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava is given the time of the loan. Mashkin Shlo B'Sha'as Hava means at the time where the loan is due and he doesn't have the money. So the Torah allows the Malva to take possession of some properties. It's not Gevi'ah Mamish that he's going to keep them, but he's going to take something as it's a form of Gevi'ah because the loan was due already, which will then be bought out with money, etc. So the more has a discussion, the more it comes out that the Rebbe is talking about Shlo B'Sha'as Hava, and we're talking about a Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava. So Tosfos goes through this conversation, you in multiple places in Shas, because the more quotes of Yitzchok, the more Pesachim, the more it talks about it in regards to the status of an ownership of Mashkin of Chometz by the Goy, or vice versa, the Mashkin of Chometz that the Goy gave to Yisrael, right? So it talks about it. The ownership of Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava, based on Rebbe, was some of Mashkin Shlo B'Sha'as Hava, B'Sha'as Gevi'ah. So Tosfos says, if you see the Mashkin the Shlo B'Sha'as Hava, he's kind of legamri, so it's the point that's called the Chod Itztaka. So therefore, Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava, you definitely would get some level of ownership in it. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. So for the purpose of Shemitah, since he gets a kinyan in it, so it's not called it's mechusar gavayna because he already has a kinyan in it, and therefore it doesn't go into the pasuk of lo yigos. The Tosfos, you look at the Tosfos over here, shani, it's b'yesh loymar. It's the first word in the line, about 9 lines up. Mistar b'leil hashas, the ma'achir, the kader the mitar b'yitzchok shlo b'sha'as havosoi. If Shlo B'Sha'as Hava, you're kind of mamish, therefore olam nami shibudei B'Sha'as Hava lo mishamit. Therefore, the rights that he gets B'Sha'as Hava, which are less than that, but it's enough, they won't be mishamit. The kinyan bei v'lo shelachicha b'yadecha. You can't go and be geiver because all darshan you can't be geiver from your achicha, but v'loi it doesn't apply when it's shelachicha b'yadecha. It's already in your hands. Okay. V'yesh Lomar and Tosfos, about 9 lines up from the bottom, 10 lines up from the bottom.
I don't see how you necessarily confer a Mashkin Shlomar Shasavah to Mashkin Shasavah.
Remember, either both of them, even a Mashkin Shlo B'Sha'as Hava is not a Gevi'ah Mamish.
It seems a little bit closer to.
I understand, but the same. Once you have this concept, if it be a Gevi'ah Mamish, so you go over it, you own it now, it's your payment. So the guy says, well, I need my pajamas. It's not your pajamas anymore. So, right? So why am I giving it back to him? So it's still the pshat is it's Batsim the Chayim still do, so you don't really own it 100%. So it's not that much different. That's why we call it a Mashkin still. It's not that much different from the Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava. So even though we say that when the Chayim is due, you have then your mamash have a right to be Gaiva, so that Gvia translates itself into a Kinyan into the Mashkin. But the concept of the Mashkin generates ownership. So then even a Mashkin B'Sha'as Hava, which is there to be a guarantee on the loan, was going to give you some type of ownership. That's the... in other words, without the Pesukim, I'd argue it's there as a statements of commitment. It's there as a statement of that I can't deny it. It's there as a statement of, you know, obviously I want to get it back. There's so I'm going to give the money. It's there. It's all the functions as a guarantee, but you don't really have any real ownership in it. So once you see that that's not true, because you see b'shas even it's only b'shas avor, which then you have more. It's ready. The loan is ready to do. You have more rights to collect. It's not just that, you know, as a place marker, but it's there. You get ownership. So we translate the idea backwards to mashim b'shas avor. So Rashi. The Tapsul Beidina, the shtar is in the hands of the Bezdin. Bevkeren Hefker. Gami Malva, Lokrina Bey Lo Yigas. So the Malva doesn't need to be Noigas because it's in the hands of the Bezdin. And the Bezdin can take possession because that's the power of Bezdin to collect the loans. I'm not sure why Rashi needs Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. I mean, it's. The Isser of Loigus is on the Malva. So the Rashi means if they're not going to use the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, they're only using either because they were coined from the Malva, so now they're the Malva, or because the Malva is, they're acting as the Shulchan of the Malva, which again, so they're using their own power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker to collect the Chayv. So Prusbul basically approximates what the Mishnah says. Tosis points out in one place. What's the Kiddush of Prusbul? It's a Mishnah. So the difference is that by the case of Mishnah, you physically gave the shtar to the Bezdin. Hillel Sakana Prusbul, just with the Amir alone, or with the Ksivar, but even with the Amir alone, Limor said before, it's as if you gave it over, which that's really more difficult. You didn't actually give it over. Over here, but it's based on the concept of the Mishnah and Moshe Shtroes of the Bezdin. The Tavis Leib and Noigsoi, but Tavaklumi, he already has it, so he doesn't have to be Noiges. So Morris says, so what about the case of the Chotzer? Shani Mashkin, the Metaltali, the Kanile, the Malva, Vim Ober Chaybrik Yusuf, and not to mean as much of the Malva will lose it. Now the lawyer doesn't have to pay back the loan. He says, my key of the payback the loan is contingent upon you returning the mashkin to me. So you didn't return the mashkin. The malva now becomes chayv in the chayv of the mashkin because it's some way it represents the chayv. So now if it's gone, the chayv is gone. Could be the gersis kigavi. Kigavi nami dami linyan shviyas. So in regards to shviyas, it's called. It's called, he has it already. Mashenga by Karka, that's not true. Okay, Tan Hossam. Hamatsu Chayb Lechaber Beshvius, Sar Shem Loi Mishamet Ani. When the Loi comes on his own to return the money, the Malba is Mechuyiv to say, Meshamet ani, that I'm meshamet. You don't have to pay. Imamar la'afu b'kein. If the lawyer then says, I know that, but I want to give it anyway, then you kabel hemenu. Shneimar v'zed dvar shmitah. That you, there's a chiyuv of dibur that you mechuyev to say the word hashmata, the word of shmita.
Automatically,
but the loiva is coming and giving the money anyway.
Right.
So the malva is a chiyuv to not accept it. He has to say meshamet ani. He can't say, okay, great, you know, thank you very much.
Why does he just say, like, well, the
halacha
is you don't have to pay me?
The loiva knows that. The loiva says, I want to pay anyway. I want to pay back the chayv. So the malva is mechuyev to say, no, I don't want to accept it. Because there's a mitzvah of hashmata. The lawyer says, I want to give it anyway, then the malva can accept it.
Yeah, I mean, it's here they're using the word I don't understand why he doesn't just, you know, say, no, I don't, you know, I don't want to accept that. Mishamed, and it makes it sound like he's the one, the Malva is the one.
Well, so okay, the more he's going to deal with over here is to talk about a case where the lawyer was knowledgeable or not knowledgeable. Is it over here? Where is that somewhere? No. There's one place. Where is that Gemara? It's in Shabbos, maybe. The more is mashma. The halacha was, we're talking about a case where the person knows the halacha and he's offering it anyway, but the person believes that he's mechiyav l'chayiv. So it's not like you're saying. It's not aming mashamet. There's no chayiv here. Talking about a case where the lawyer knows that there's okay. I'm not sure it's a matana. I mean, the more we'll refer to it as a matana. I'm not sure where it is, where it stands in the world of Sana Matana Siyichya. Because you'll see if the Gemara, well, let's see the Gemara. The more is interesting Gemara. So Amar Rava, the Gersa Rava. V'talalei the Amar Hachi. You can hang the loiva till he says Afa began. He came knowingly, knowing that the chayv is mishumit, an offering. The Malba says mishamen ani, because that's what he's mechayv to say. The Malba says, oh, okay, fine, I'm leaving. So no, we're going to make you say Afa began. Esei Abai says, what? Kishu noisin loy, the Mishnah continues and says, so the Mishnah is saying very clearly that the loiva has to give it, he's giving it as a matana. So Pasha is the Mishnah saying you have to give it as a matana, means you can't force him to give him a matana. So Rabbi says back, Nami, good, so we'll make him say that. Okay, so the more Abba Bar Marta to who Abba Bar Minyomi having Masik Bay Rabba Zuzi Rabba had a claim of money on Abba Bar Marta. I seen an L.A. Bishrius. So Abba Bar Marta brought the money to Rabba to collect, to pay. Amalei Meshamad Ani. So Rabba said, Meshamad Ani. Sheklinu Ba'ozel. So Abba Bar Marta took his money and he left. Okay. Also Abaya, Ashkei Dehavi Otziv. Abaya saw that Rabba was sad. Amalei Amai Otziv Mar. So he asked Rabbi, why are you sad? Amalei Hachi Haba Maisa. So this was the story. So Abaya took it upon himself to do the following. So that Abaya went also Ligabe to Abba Bar Marta. Amalei Amtis lay Zuzi Lamar, you brought the money to the master, to Rabba. Amalei, in, yes. Amalei, my Amalecha. So then Abaya asked Abba Bar Marta, what did the Rabba, the master, say? Amalei, Meshamanani. Rabba said, he said, Meshamanani. Amalei, Abaya asked Abba Bar Marta, Vamartale, did you say Tsuraba Alpha became? Amalei Loi, I didn't offer Alpha became. Amalei, so Baya said back to Abba Marta, via Martale Alpha became. If had you said Alpha became. Habashaklina Minoch. So he would have accepted it. So therefore, Hashas Mias Amtinu Nihale, go bring it to him. So also Amtinu Nale, Vamale Alpha became. Shaklina Mine, so Rabbi accepted it. Omer loy haba be daita by tzibur rabbanon miyakara means the correct thing is to pay back the chayv, and this tzibur rabbanon Abba Marti was who was a Talmud wasn't thinking straight when he just accepted the statement and went right there. He didn't understand that Rabbi has a chiyum in his part to offer the hashmata, and the loybe has a responsibility on his part to offer alpha pikein. Which he didn't think about, so he wasn't very happy with the way he played out the story.
It's interesting that there was no.
Right. See Rashi. So the Shvius passed. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Not Shvius no Heges, which means like Rashi said, like nowadays we don't have a Shvius, we don't have a din of Hashmata. So Shvius, that's what Rashi means. Okay. Shvius sounds like it's taking place during the seventh year. We pass on that Shvius is Meshamet B'Soifa. So the Hashmata is the last day. So if a person pays back a Chayv during Shvius, he actually has to pay. It means after the 7 years are over. So it doesn't mean B'Shvius mean in the seventh year. It means in a time frame where Shvius is relevant. That the chayv was due from before Shvius, and it's already after Shvius. So the Malva says, "I'm Meshamet." The Malva Alpha became, and he writes to the Haksir Lecha. So the Leiva offers it, and the Malva can take it. He has to say a Dibur on being Meshamet. Rava said, "If the Leiva who had offered to pay." Is now trying to retract. You can hang him. If you have the ability to do that, you can force him to say Alpha Bikate. Yeah, it says you have to give it Mimatana, so we'll force him to say that too. Adam Rahochi, Mimatana, you know, Sinlacha, Bain Kamishim La Yigas. If you're doing it as a Chayv, it's La Yigas. You're doing it because he offered a matana seriously, and he shouldn't back out. Hamasi Rabbi Zuzi, how you know she by most Rabbi how you have malva. Rabbi was the malva. So also the gabay Abaya went. Abaya also the gabay Abba Bar Marta. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said about Abba Bar Marta. Lo habe be daita b'hai sumer rabbani puts in. Mikora, the Havla Memory Alpha began. He wasn't thinking. He didn't really think through his actions because the correct response was Alpha became. Okay, let's just finish up to the Mishnah. Amr Bihudam Rab, Amr Nachman, Neman Adam Loimer, Prispal Hoyali, Hoyabiyadi, Beavad Mimani. He's Neman the same, made a Prispal. So he has a tzarchayv, he doesn't have a principle, he's believed to say he had a principle. My time akim and tina rabban a principle, l'shavik there v'achali sura, there's a chazaka that he made the principle, because what person would not take advantage of this loophole which allow him to collect the chayv. So, the person is not going to ignore the opportunity of heter and eat a be'isr if he hasn't waited to eat a be'heter. So he's believed to say the chazaka says he did it. Kiyotzi commanded Rav. Rav takes it a step weiter. Omerle, meaning principle hayon l'chav avad. Maybe you had a principle and you lost it. He even offers the possibility to the malv, which normally the dayan can't offer tainas to the Bali Din, but over here we can. The fellow lost the principle. So he thinks that's it, claiming I have the principle, that's ridiculous, and they're not going to believe me. Since there's such a strong chazaka that he made the principle, and he's just not aware of the idea that he has a right to say that, we will offer him the information that this is a valid argument. So we're going to open our mouth for the Elaim, for the one who's mute. Furthermore, Kasha Tanan, became al Khaib Shimota Moti Star Khaib, made him a prisbul. So it says, Hare Lolo Yifru, if a person, in a case where the person finds amongst his shtaris that he has a Shar Khaib, and he doesn't necessarily remember the loan, but now he sees he has a loan to come and collect, but there's no principle there, so he can't collect. Which means we don't have this chazaka that he made a principle. So Moore says no. So let's connect what we're saying. So no, he the Tanya, how much yeshakayv tzarich shehayim my principle. The Chamrim enot tzarich. The Chamrim say that he's believed to say that he had a principle. So the Tanakhama is saying, even if he would argue he had a principle, he's not believed. He has to actually have it. So therefore, the conversation ends right now. He doesn't have a principle. Come and say no, because he's believed to say he had a principle. So Krashi, keep him thinking about a principle. And what's in the Migbi Betera? He has a way to do Beheter. Lo Shavik Etera. The Milba Beloy principle. The Memra Haverli V'Avad. Why should he has a way of doing a beheter and do a biser instead? That go the route of a milva without a principle, and to lie when he has an option, we could just actually do it. Obviously, the shvi'is is mashamit. It's a case where there was a shvi'is situation. You can't collect because there's no principle. And it starts in Emun Lemre Ovat. Now, that much means the chazaka doesn't work to the point that we're going to assume it if he doesn't claim it, Rashi says. But if he claims it, we believe him. Okay. Fine.